Hey there, fellow preppers, and welcome to the Prepper Patty Podcast. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, the ultimate go bag guru, here to help you prepare for anything and everything that life might throw your way. Now, before we jump into all the nitty-gritty details of building your go bag, let me introduce myself. I'm Prepper Patty, your friendly neighborhood disaster-ready gal with a knack for turning survival preparedness into a hilarious adventure. So, buckle up, because we're about to embark on a wild ride through the world of prepping. So, gather round, grab a snack, and let's dive headfirst into the world of go bags. Because when it comes to being prepared, it's better to be safe and slightly paranoid than sorry, am I right? Let's get started. We've all heard about those doomsday preppers stockpiling canned goods and building underground bunkers, but let's be real, most of us aren't preparing for the zombie apocalypse. However, what if I told you there's a practical and slightly less dramatic way to be prepared for unexpected situations? That's where the trusty go bag comes into play. Think of your go bag as your personal survival kit, a grab-and-go solution to life's little curveballs. Maybe the office microwave caught fire again, or perhaps your neighborhood is having a power outage party. Your go bag's got your back in these situations. Now, you might be wondering what exactly goes into this magical bag of preparedness. Think essentials like a multi-tool, flashlight, first aid kit, snacks, because who knows when hunger might strike, and a spare phone charger. Plus, let's not forget the ultimate go bag must-have, a pair of cozy socks. Because, well, you never know when you'll need to upgrade your footwear in a pinch. The beauty of the go bag is that it's designed to suit your own unique needs and circumstances. Whether you're an urban dweller navigating the concrete jungle or a weekend adventurer exploring the great outdoors, your go bag can be tailored to fit your lifestyle. So why do you need a go bag, you ask? It's simple. Life's full of surprises, and having a well-packed go bag can turn a potentially stressful situation into a mere inconvenience. Plus, let's face it, being the friend who's always prepared is cool. Embrace the go bag, and you'll be ready to tackle whatever the world throws your way, and have a few laughs along the way. Let's talk about the most important aspect of your go bag, the bag itself. You might be tempted to splurge on a trendy, fashionable bag that will make you look like the coolest adventurer in town. But let's be real. Do you really want to be struggling with a bag that looks great but can't hold everything you need? On the other hand, you could go for the functionality-first approach and end up looking like you're lugging around a suitcase everywhere you go. Not exactly the stylish look you were going for, right? So, what's the solution? Well, there are plenty of bags out there that offer the best of both worlds. You can find a bag that's not only practical and spacious, but also looks great on your shoulder. And let's be honest, nothing says I'm ready for anything like a stylish bag that can also hold all your essentials. So the next time you're on the hunt for the perfect go bag, remember to prioritize functionality, but don't forget to add a touch of style. After all, you never know when you might need to make an emergency evacuation look good. All right, let's talk about the fun stuff. Snacks and sips for your go bag. Because let's be honest, surviving a zombie apocalypse or a sudden office snack attack requires some serious fuel. First up, snacks. You'll want to pack a good mix of protein-packed delights and some good old-fashioned comfort food. I'm talking about beef jerky, nuts, energy bars, and maybe some trail mix for those healthy moments when you're feeling like you're really on the go. But don't forget to throw in some of your guilty pleasures, too. We all need a little comfort in tough times, so bring along some candy or chips if they're your thing. Now on to the sips. Keeping hydrated is key. So pack some water bottles or a water filtration system. Staying energized is important too, so consider throwing in some energy drinks or even some tea or coffee for those early mornings or late nights. Hey, we've got to stay alert when the zombies or deadlines are nipping at our heels, right? Remember, your go bag should be a reflection of your personality and needs. So, whether you're a hardcore survivalist or just a snack enthusiast, make sure your stash fits your style. And hey, if all else fails, at least you'll have some tasty treats to get you through. So you're out in the wild, facing all kinds of unexpected challenges, like a real-life MacGyver. But let's be real, you're not carrying around a Swiss Army knife and a roll of duct tape. You need some serious tools and gadgets to handle those MacGyver moments. First up, the multi-tool. This thing is like the Swiss Army knife's beefed-up cousin. Need to tighten a screw, cut a wire, or open a package? The multi-tool has got you covered. Plus, it makes you feel like a total badass when you whip it out. Next, let's talk about the portable power bank. Because let's face it, MacGyver didn't have time to find an outlet when he was defusing bombs or escaping bad guys. Keep your devices charged up and ready for action with a trusty power bank. And of course, no MacGyver moment would be complete without a good old roll of duct tape. From fixing a broken strap to creating a makeshift bandage, duct tape is the ultimate problem-solving tool. Finally, don't forget about a reliable flashlight. Whether you're navigating through a dark cave or trying to find your keys in the bottom of your bag, a powerful flashlight can be a real lifesaver. So when you're out there facing the unexpected, make sure you've got these must-have tools and gadgets by your side, because you never know when you'll need to channel your inner MacGyver and save the day. We all know that feeling of panic when we realize we've forgotten something important, like when we leave the house without our phone or, gasp, our morning coffee. But what about those moments when we find ourselves in a medical emergency or minor mishap and we're unprepared? That's where your go bag comes in handy, but specifically, your first aid kit. Let's face it, we're not all medical experts, and trying to remember proper first aid techniques in the midst of a crisis can be a bit like trying to perform brain surgery with a butter knife. Dangerous and not advisable. That's why it's important to include some DIY medical care essentials in your go bag, because let's be real, life's full of blunders and accidents waiting to happen. So here are a few items you should consider packing in your first aid kit. Adhesive bandages for those pesky paper cuts or unexpected nicks. Antiseptic wipes for when you realize that rusty nail you stepped on wasn't just a good luck charm. And some pain relievers for those moments when life throws you a curveball and you just need a timeout. Remember, a well-stocked first aid kit can be the superhero cape that saves the day when you least expect it. Just make sure to include these DIY medical care essentials in your go bag. Because let's face it, life's bound to throw a few blunders our way, and we might as well be prepared to handle them with a dash of humor and a dollop of self-care. So, you've got your survival essentials packed in your go bag. The water, the food, the first aid kit, the multi-tool that promises to do everything except cook you dinner. But hey, even doomsday deserves some fun, right? I mean, who says the apocalypse has to be all doom and gloom? That's where entertainment comes in. Because let's face it, binging on a few episodes of your favorite show or blasting some tunes can really lift your spirits, even when the world is falling apart. And if the zombies are out in force, well, at least you can drown out their moaning with some good old rock and roll. So make sure to throw in a deck of cards, a portable speaker, or maybe even a good book to escape into. Because who knows how long you'll be stuck in that bunker. Just imagine, when the world is ending, you can still have a dance party or a game night, complete with canned beans and bottled water. And hey, that sounds like a doomsday well spent, if you ask me. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our building your go bag journey. It's been a roller coaster of emotions and packing techniques, but we've made it through together. As you grab your go bag and prepare to take on the world, remember to pack those essentials: your snacks, extra socks, and of course, a good book for those slow moments. So go forth with confidence and let your go bag be your trusty sidekick in all your adventures. Whether it's a spontaneous road trip or a zombie apocalypse, your go bag has got your back. And with that, it's time to sign off. Remember, stay prepared, stay safe, and most importantly, stay awesome. Until next time, this is your Go Bag Guru signing off. Safe travels, friends.